William Tausch.
Starts very late when I get to our prize picks projections. But I've listened to Jesse's Sports Centers on ESPN Madison now.
Yeah, he's wearing this Oakland A's thing out.
Well,
I'm agreeing with him.
They're not the Oakland A's.
Wrong team.
They are to me.
The Athletics. I am surprised that we've gotten this deep into the show and we haven't discussed how you guys wrote off the Milwaukee Brewers after they were swept by this team the last time it came to Milwaukee. And that turned out to be very...
They didn't win a championship.
This is a
championship.
This is a big revenge weekend for the Milwaukee Brewers for this show.
And for you guys, exactly.
Am I crazy? Did they make a World Series that year? We said they weren't going to be a championship team. That's what we said.
Only if it went through Milwaukee.
They lost to the Diamondbacks in Milwaukee in the first round of the wild card.
That's not what you said. You didn't. Come on. You're revisionist.
Say what
historian.
You mean to say. No, we said they weren't going to win a championship. You
done.
Can't get swept
the season
by
was
a team
over.
That's. They weren't done.
You didn't say. No, there's. They weren't done. They made the playoffs. They weren't done.
They didn't
when the
win a chip,
ended,
brother. You
it
know
wasn't
it's about
over.
Chippy chips. No, it wasn't over.
You never
we knew they were going to keep playing.
You're such a...
Don't give me that look.
Time for our prize picks.
Been a while since we've had the prize picks of the week featured.
Love the music.
It's back, and it's back for the NBA playoffs.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best.
Games
for
just
prize
about
pick
every
standpoint,
day.
I love the NBA playoffs, Jesse. I do. I mean, it's great. Football, everything else is great. This is our time to shine on prize picks.
Flex Friday today, so it's a free $5. If you miss, you get it back refunded. You can use it again tomorrow. It's great. Love prize picks and everything they offer, especially this time with your promo code WI. If you're signing up for the first time, want to get in on the action with us. All right, so these are real projections courtesy of our friends at Prize Picks. How are we picking them for tomorrow's game, Old T? This is Bucks-Pacers Game 1 Saturday. Giannis.
All right.
More or less than 51.5 points, rebounds, assists, all combined.
Oh, more. More. He is, no doubt a Dame. He is just a machine, and I think everything is going to go through him. He's going to play a ton of minutes. He's a dog, and I don't know how everybody else, Rollins and the boys, I don't know how all of them are going to respond. Playoff basketball, meaningful games, spotlight games, road games. I don't know how Kuz is going to do. Is he going to be draining threes like he did at the end of this? I don't know. But what I do know, Giannis is a dog. 51.5 is a lot. That's a lot, but I'm going to say more.
I'm going to say more as well. I am very curious to see him play an entire playoff series and be healthy for it. That has not happened as we've kind of piled on with them. Oh, they haven't won. As you heard in trivia, the only team they've beaten in a series since winning the title are the Chicago Bulls. They also, Giannis or someone, has always been hurt in the postseason for them. In fact, they won a title despite Giannis being hurt during one of the series that they had to win the title. So I would love for Dame to be declared fully healthy after his deep vein thrombosis blood clot. He's going to play. He's not playing game one. Is that correct?
He is not playing game one. He is out.
Game two is when he would play, if he's playing. I want to see what this team can do. I'm not wagering. I do not have time to make it down to Rockford today. But we are going to go there for a show down the road. So I'm not going to be wagering on it. But look, I want to see what this team is capable of when it's got everybody. Bobby Portis is back. I want to believe. I want to believe. And everyone being healthy gives you a heck of a lot more to believe in. I'm taking Giannis more on this one, though.
Yeah, until they're not healthy, the Giannis is going to have
right.
to carry the workload. So 51.5, right. I'm like the more there as well. Brooke Lopez, more or less than 1.5 made three-point shots. tomorrow afternoon, Tausch. He's done that in two of the last five games down the stretch. He's made one three in every game of the last five.
So here's the deal. Brook Lopez has been great. I think everybody, he's going to... Is his number going to get retired?
No, just Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Brook Lopez is old. You know what happens when you get older? You get a little more tired. Your legs get a little heavier. He played all these minutes this year. He's been great. He's had a week. He took a beat. Had a meal. Probably going to go to Elmo's tonight. Get a little shrimp. Get a little of that good hot shrimp sauce. He is going to be fresh. Legs equals shots made. Legs equals shots made. His legs are fresh. He makes a couple threes. Bam! Go more.
Wait a minute. He's fresh now? Didn't you just say he played a lot of minutes?
He's had a full week off. He hadn't had that in a minute. Yeah. Hadn't played since, I don't know, did he even play Sunday? Probably sat out.
When Connaughton had 43.
He's had a full week.
I don't know how tired he is when
be
you're
fresh.
Old. Well, you did say he played a lot of minutes all season, though. Is a week enough
he
to
did.
Get him? How fresh will he be a week from now, then?
Fresh. He's going to be fresh tomorrow.
As a daisy. I'm going to take less. Next.
Okay.
By the way, that was the little devil guy with the 1.5 made threes. You could do the little goblin guy, which makes it easier. 0.5 made threes. So
yeah,
that
I like,
is available.
You know what? Switch that. Give me the goblin.
But he's fresh.
Or give me the little.
But he's fresh.
Give me the little green guy. Well, you're going to hand it out. I want it. Green. Here we go.
Kyle Kuzma, more or less than 13 points. Flat 13 for Kuzma. You going to pass?
What is... I don't want to go on this one. So what is... I guess I'd have to hit that little click in the left corner where you get all of the past analytics.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm tempted to say less on 13, but I'm not going to touch that one.
All I really want to know is what are the projections for Ryan Rollins?
6.5. I feel like we got to take more on Rollins just based on how
just out of principle
it went earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, give us one more, Jesse.
Kuzma,
before we go.
By the way, more than 13 points in three of his last five games down the stretch. So playing well with Dame out. Tyrese Haliburton on the other side, Oshkosh's finest. More
Indeed.
Or less than 19.5 points for Tyrese Haliburton.
He's their main scorer, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to go more. I said all week I'd say less. I'm going to go more. Hallie, Scotty guy. It's a great little rivalry we've got going here.
Oh, wow.
Indiana and the Milwaukee Bucks. It's kind of fun.
I actually...
A lot of venom.
Good story.
There's vigor.
About it, yep.
There's vigor and venom, which is a good combination when you're looking from a sports standpoint.
I want to make sure I stand corrected. I did not know this. Pascal Siakam is actually the Pacers' leading scorer.
I was just about
scorer.
To ask you about that.
20 points a game he's averaging. I thought it was Haliburton easy. It's Pascal Siakam.
Oh, okay.
They're pretty Still balanced. Now I'm looking at Benedict Mathurin, 16 a game. Miles Turner, 15 a game.
Benedict?
Yeah.
How many Benedicts are there?
Not many.
Him and Arnold.
More than Marks.
That's what I've heard. There's not even one on this show. Just a Tausch.
Go
Tausch,
ahead, Jason.
Tell us about Prize Picks and how we can run our game.
Yeah, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. 10 million members, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. And Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everybody, more or less. That's all you got to do. Jesse just ran through, and I love the playoffs. Love it. It's a great time to get in. If you have not jumped in to Prize Picks yet, it is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. And the app is so easy, even I can use it. More or less, you can win up to 2,000 times your money. And we got a free Flex Friday. If you're thinking about this, you've been wondering, I don't know, I got to do this, I got to load an app. Trust me, I've been there. Now you get free Flex Friday, so you get that five free. And if you download the app, use that code WI, you get another $50 after you play that first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Great enunciation. That's not criticism. That's praise. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We've been telling you about the all-new, all-improved, all-free, all-customizable ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, the Wisconsin sports fans' best way to stay in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. So make sure you download it in the App Store, both on the Apple App Store and the Android App Store. If you go there now, you'll find our conversation with Luke Fickell, Badgers football coach, yesterday. And I thought it was a really good conversation. You know, we've had him on a bunch of times, and I thought he was really good. One of the things that I thought was really interesting, though, was discussing the challenges of the transfer portal and NIL and what he said about it. Here is Fickell yesterday with us.
I know for a fact that we've got a plan that I feel much better about, as opposed to, you know, even the last couple of years where it's hard to have a plan just because there is no structure and, you know, throwing stuff at the wall and hoping that it sticks, unfortunately. And that just hasn't boded well for us. And that's not an excuse. That's the landscape, and that's slowed down the development of a lot of younger guys, you know, but I think we're in a better place now. And I do love the development.
So when he says that we've got a better plan now, is that just you've been through the Wild West that we've talked about for years now, ever since the NIL and the transfer portal pieces came into being, and that doesn't necessarily translate into, okay, we're going to win 11 games this year, but does that give you, when you hear him talk that way, I know for me, Jason, I was happy to hear that, because it's acknowledging that they haven't done a good enough job of figuring out this very challenging landscape, and now they've got a better plan for how to deal with it. I don't know. If I'm a Badgers fan, I would be encouraged by that part. I thought that was very encouraging to hear from him. Would you agree?
Good. I'm glad that you feel that way. Listen, man, I think you obviously always learn, or at least if you don't, you don't grow. You have to learn and figure things out. There's some things you can't prepare for, this portal and the fact that there's a spring and a fall. You lost two guys into the portal that you were expecting to be contributors, but at least you figured that out now. So for as much as we'd love to have everybody kind of working together and then figuring it out so that you have a really good idea of what your roster is going to look like in the fall, that's not the landscape that we're in. So I do think navigating and kind of figuring out that everything is fluid, you're seeing that every college coach, even if they don't want to, has adjusted to that. And I do think if you look at, and if you're going to be able to get out to the spring showcase tomorrow, which is at noon, you're going to see some things, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that you're going to think, this looks a lot different. Now, I don't know if that's going to be better. It's going to hopefully be better than what we saw against Minnesota, Iowa, and Nebraska. And I think you're going to see some of those body types. It looks different. Now we'll see as the continues on, keeping guys and getting to fall camp and having everybody healthy. But, yes, they are. There's no doubt that this group is now in their third year. There's a more of a comfort level and an understanding of what they need in order to be successful, and, you know, hopefully that's the path that we're going down.
Our guy Mark Osiecki joins us for Feel Good Friday, coming up a little bit later in the show to discuss Casting for Kids, which is one of our favorite events. It benefits the UW Children's Hospital, and Oz does such a great job with it. I think it's in its seventh or eighth year now. We'll talk to him. Before we can get to that, we're going to get to Woe Nelly, and that's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Oz, we get to Jesse and Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
The NFL unveiled the list yesterday of the current and former players who will be announcing draft picks.
I noticed there was one omission.
Coming up at the NFL draft in Green Bay, I noticed there was a name not on here as well. Let's see if it's the same one. For the Green Bay Packers, announcing picks at the NFL draft in Green Bay, Jerry Kramer, Jordy Nelson, and Dave Robinson.
These are good names. A lot of two Hall of Famers, and I don't know if Jordy won't be an NFL Hall of Famer, probably, but definitely a Packer Hall of Famer as he got in.
Those are your day two announcers of picks, and I'm just realizing the list.
I didn't understand that they only have one pick in the second round. So who's?
Well, there's
what
third
other
round
picks are they
too.
Announcing?
So this list that I'm looking at here is it says number 54 and number 87 overall for the Packers pick. So I don't know if like they're gonna divide it up.
87 is the third round.
Maybe Jerry and Dave walk out together, or Jordy and Jerry walk out together.
Well, maybe they know Goody's gonna trade back and get some picks.
They just assume we're gonna trade the first round pick, so be on standby. Yeah, that could be it.
Maybe.
Several Wisconsin Badgers will be announcing picks at the NFL draft as well, including James White. Newly retired Ryan Ramczyk. Did you guys see that?
Yesterday.
From the New Orleans Saints,
Great career for Ramczyk.
Alec Ingold, Melvin Gordon, among others, who will be in attendance at the NFL draft. Tausch, should they call you?
That's the name that I was surprised not to see on the list.
No, I did notice a lot of Wisconsin alumni. And I'm assuming Green Bay probably has at least one Wisconsin alumni that would have loved to have announced a draft pick, right? Randy Wright could have. Billy Ferrario.
Vince Beagle.
Yeah, there would have been, you know, I noticed that almost every NFL team with Wisconsin alumni have put their alumni out as part of the showcase of the state of Wisconsin and Green Bay, so I applaud all of those teams for doing
Monte Ball is on the list.
Yeah.
He's doing one.
I don't know how I missed this one. Joe Thomas will be announcing the Browns pick. Didn't he just have surgery a week or two ago?
Like that new hip.
He's moving around good, though.
That's good. Yeah.
There are a lot of names that are Wisconsin players. James White is going to do the Patriots selection. I saw Bo Allen is doing the Eagles selection. Tim Crumry, a legend in Badger football history, doing the Cincinnati Bengals. But again, I'm just Lee Evans is doing the Buffalo Bills pick. So there's a lot of them there. I guess one of the other people that I thought might be on there would be either a recent Pro Football Hall of Famer or someone who's going into the Hall of Fame that has a Green Bay connection, either Leroy Butler or Sterling Sharp, who's going into the Hall. I was a little bit surprised that neither of them were on the list for any sort of appearance. What I don't get about this list that they sent us is they have this long list of Packers picks. 3, 6, 7 Seven selections. They've got 8 picks total, right? The Packers alumni who are making that are on the list: Mason Crosby, Amon Green, James Jones, Jerry Kramer, Clay Matthews, Jordy Nelson, Dave Robinson. Again, they're not going to send a Packer up there for every pick that Goody makes, are they? So are they like collaborating? Is there going to be some everyone working together? I don't understand it, so I'm eager to see how it plays out. Oh, Nelly.
Yeah, I just applaud all of the NFL teams that have brought in Wisconsin alumni to do those picks. I think that is a really nice touch by those teams that have done that.
Yep. I agree.
Whoa, Nelly!
But it says they're announcing the second and third round picks. The Packers have one of each of those, and they have seven guys listed. I don't understand. That's all.
Yeah, are there any Wisconsin alumni on that list from a Packers standpoint?
Nope.
Interesting. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
That's the name I was looking for, too, once again.
Well,
this is awkward.
Easter is this weekend. What is
egg hunts? He is risen.
I was going to ask you about egg hunts. What is the best way to do an Easter egg hunt? Because I feel like every time we do them, regardless of which family Beck and I are with, they're always a little underwhelming.
Just all you got to do is ask Tausch's brother. He's like the goat of Easter egg
really
hunts.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
Well, what's the key?
He's really good at it.
Well, Tausch doesn't know.
Putting
it's his brother that
you
knows.
You have to put one or two big boy eggs. You put well. First off, Jesse, it's a lot more fun when you have, you know, 5 and 6 year olds and little kids that are running around, and you let them go out first, get the eggs, and you have some prizes. You put it in, and then you pull the number out. And you say, "Oh, number 6. Oh, I got this candy bar, etc., etc."
Why do we have to reserve the
and
Easter
then you
egg
have
hunt
to have
for the
big
kids?
Boy egg.
Why can't the adults do the Easter egg
Well,
hunt?
Hold up, if I may.
Oh,
then
boy.
If it's older, you have the eggs hidden in some really tough spots. You want it to be where you get them. There's easy, and then there's a couple of difficult ones where you put a 20 in it. You put a little something in there that makes it interesting for the adults to really go and scrap to get that egg. That's the key.
10,000-to-1 odds on one specific egg, you really pay off.
Hide it in
Rockford. Plus, you get your $100 back.
How fun would it? Hold up a second, Jesse.
Oh, boy.
This is what you should do. This is what you should do. Get you and Tyler and your buddies.
Uh-huh.
You sprinkle. Go down to Hard Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle around on like 4 or 5 teams, and that is the payout. You know how a lot of times when you do those Saran balls, you get lottery tickets? This is so much better.
Go get a paper ticket from the Hard Rock Rockford,
yep.
Put it in the Easter egg, and then hide one egg for each NBA team or whatever.
That is correct.
And that's what you get. Huh.
Yes.
You're onto something.
Matter of fact, I think I'm going to call my younger brother, who is closer to the Rockford Casino, or my mom. Mom,
Diane!
I know you're listening. Head down, get some futures at the Hard Rock. It's a beautiful building that I just told you about, the guitar. Hop in there, get a futures on the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and we're going to put those in eggs. And I hope my nephews get it and they win big. That would be a beautiful deal. And they'll learn about money and odds and math, and it could be educational, it could be fun, and it could be financial. All three.
All right. Educational.
All right, that is it for Whoa Nelly. We need to get ready for Marco Siki to join us. We also need to pick this week's trivia winner. Jesse, that sounds a little light on chips.
As Jesse's doing that, Jason, let me tell you about American Family Insurance, a proud sponsor of Wildy and Tausch for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection, so you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Selecting. Yeah, not as many in here as there were in previous weeks. Congratulations to...
Because today nobody got anything right.
Well, the guy who got the most right is the winner, Dave in Verona. Congratulations, Dave. You're the winner of Wildy and Tausch Trivia this week.
Bravo, Dave. All right, we wrap up the week and wrap up the show with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints, and Marco Siki, our hockey guy and our charitable guy, joins us next. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
I'm the most guaranteed person you can take.
Let the game
The 2025 NFL Draft.
Is he a lockdown corner? Is he an elite receiving entity?
Round one begins Thursday, April 24th on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the wave, try to live up to the say.
It is Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, and we always feel good when this guy joins us. We learn a lot more about hockey every time we talk to him, but more importantly, he's such a do-gooder, including with casting for kids.
He is a do-gooder, isn't he?
He is.
He is a do-gooder.
One of the all-time good doers. You can go to castingforkids.org. I'm looking at the bidding right now on a variety of hockey jerseys, experiences. I'm leaning toward the bidding on the Matthew
Tkachuk. How about that two-hour DJ at an eighth grade? How about that two-hour DJ at... at an eighth grade dance.
No,
I
didn't scroll far enough. Joining us now, It is our friend, one of the all-time great dudes, Marco Siecki, on Wilde and Tausch. Oz, how are you today?
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We've been doing this now for a long time. I've taken a lot of grief for not wanting to bait my own hook, for not going out on the water. I just want to say that I have checked my calendar, and May 17th, well, it works for me, but I'm not going to come. But it is a great event. I'm really excited again for you. One of these years I'm going to make it there. But tell us more about what you got going on. You've been doing this. This is what, number seven? Seventh annual,
yep,
is
7
it?
7 years.
You're such a good dude. Tell us more about what you got planned for this year.
Well, before that, I'm a little disappointed because I know Tausch is in charge of all the music. Coming out of break, he should have had Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Little Fishing in the Dark.
Yeah, that's true. Should have done
little
that.
Disappointed.
Jesse doesn't listen.
You're all over that, Tausch.
Jesse doesn't listen to anything, so that doesn't go anywhere.
This is our seventh annual. Actually, 8 years, the 1 year we had to stop because of COVID, but seventh annual. So you see the online auction, that's live. We finally got that up and running late last night. And I wanted to get that out there early and let people look at that and mull it over until our event. And, you know, the event, it's going to be awesome again this year. We're going to cap it off at 80 boats. We're about 50 right now, so people should get signed up. And they go to casting4kids.org to get signed up. And then we'll probably have, again, around 450 to 500 guests at the dinner auction. It's a blast. It's a party. It's low key. It's wear your shorts, hats, grab a red Solo cup and start drinking and have some fun. And that's what we want. We want to have, you know, raise the awareness and hopefully raise some dollars, but really put smiles on faces and have fun. That's what it's all about.
So Oz, we know you've been doing this for a while, but why this cause? Why did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, obviously, there's two components of it. Obviously, it's the Children's Hospital, American Family Children's Hospital, and UW Carbone Cancer Center. So you combine both of them, so pediatric cancer and research and whatever we can do for the Children's Hospital. The people over there are miracle workers. They're awesome. But for me, it hit home. I mean, you can't look too far to your right or left or take a step, and somebody's been hit with cancer. It's affected our family personally. And then for me, it was always that I started my life out in the Children's Hospital. And so it's something in the back of my mind that I always wanted to do if I ever had the opportunity. And lucky enough, I ran into some great, great friends, some great full-time guides, and we kicked this thing off. And without their help, we wouldn't be able to do it.
Again, the website is casting4kids.org. You can find out more about the event. There's the link to the bidding for the auction. Everything you need is there. On the flip side, we understand, having talked to you every year about this, how supportive you are, the UW Carbone Cancer Center and the American Family Children's Hospital. You're a hockey guy. What's your fisherman background? Have you always, was that like the off-season activity for you hockey players, or where did the fishing part of the equation come in?
Okay, well, to break it down, my grandfather was a huge fisherman, and my uncle, who unfortunately just passed away the other day, but big-time fisherman. And so I got into it at a young age, loved every second of it. And then actually when we were growing up, my brother and I, we used to go downtown Minneapolis, you know, the chain of lakes, and my parents would go on this long bike run, like 30 miles. And we had our one little huffy bike with one speed and trying to keep up, and we're like, screw this, we're just going to stay and fish. And we just developed a great love for the outdoors and the fishing, and that's carried through. I mean, you know, in our hectic lives, it's so nice to get out on a boat and put the phone away and just enjoy nature, and hopefully you catch a muskie or another fish once in a while.
All right, Mark. Again, the website is casting4kids.org. This is a cause that we've talked about with you every year. One of the things that I love about this, though, is that you and Tony Granato are not coaching the Badgers men's hockey team, and yet you have continued to keep doing this every year. I think that says so much about you. I do love it when I have hockey questions, though, and I can text you and Tony. I know we correspond on occasion about that. Give us your breakdown of the NHL playoffs, since Tony's got a TV gig and you've just got us.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy this year. It's been, obviously, I see it up close and personal working with Pittsburgh, but the the West is going to be a battle, and we always say it. Whoever gets through the first round without any injuries.
Uh-oh. Looks like we lost him. Yeah, well,
hockey
I'll have to reestablish here with
with
Mark.
I think we're probably going to run out of time by the time we reconnect with him anyway. And I like it when he teaches me more about hockey.
Maybe we could get who he thinks those. We should get the so we get down to Hard Rock. We can grab a couple of those sleeper teams in hockey.
10,000 plus 10,000 on. It wouldn't be Florida. All right. So again, if you want to get involved. You know, we love having Oz on the show. It is casting the number 4.
And it's such a cool deal. Jason, you keep seeing golf, and, you know, there's so many different
fun.
But it's
totally
different, and that's, that's a fun part of this whole thing, too.
The event, again, is on May 17th. As Oz said, they're capping it at 80 boats that are going to be out on the water. That is a Saturday, May 17th, 2025. They have raised over $790,000 for the Carbone Cancer Center and the AmFam Children's Hospital. Oz, you're back. I'm going to give you the last word, whether it's about hockey or about the event.
Yeah, I'll give you two little things. The event is going to be a blast because we've had the great support from Don's Marine and Alumacraft to be able to give a boat away in a raffle. And so we've done that. This is the third year with that. So it really holds the room, and we get great excitement building towards that. So that's outstanding. We can't thank them enough. Then on the hockey side, I was mentioning before we got cut off the battles of the East and the West. I like coming out of the West personally. I like Colorado. I like the fact that they're playing Dallas and they get the Rantanen issue. That's going to be exciting to watch. And then in the East, I don't know. I mean, Montreal could surprise Washington. I think that run with Ovi, that's taxing, and that's going to be potentially could affect them a bit. And I like the excitement Montreal has, especially with Caulfield there. But I do like Tampa. I like their goaltender, and I obviously like that number 27 on the back end. And I want to see him do well this year and make a long run.
Oz, we're excited for you. The 7th annual Casting for Kids 2025, May 17th on the Chain of Lakes. Make sure you go to casting4kids.org to get all your information. Thanks, Oz.
All right, thanks for having me. Love the music.
There you go. Jesse got it before we ran out of time.
Had a baby gel.
Are you singing along over there, old T?
That's a great tune. It's a great tune.
Come on. Well, sing us out.
The whole night through. Let's go. That's all I know.
That's it for us. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.